You're listening to SBS News.
Police are reporting the discovery of more than 900 bodies in the Kyiv region, with most fatally shot and some likely executed. And 7 people have been killed in Russian shelling at Kharkiv in eastern Ukraine, including a small child. Graphic footage from the city shows one family walking into their home and discovering the body of their teenage boy. And in Trostianets in Ukraine's northeast Sumy region, residents are in shock after mass graves were found in the area under Russian forces' occupation for around a month. Although the town was retaken by Ukrainian forces in late March, it has still seen sporadic shelling by the Russian forces. Trostianets mayor Yuri Bova says the bodies of at least 50 civilians have already been found in the area along with mass graves.
We don't have exact information, but a lot of people are missing. Right now, we're trying to find out if they're imprisoned or dead. We're finding mass graves, and it's not clear who dug them. An exhumation will take place. At the moment, there are at least 50 dead. Some of them were just shot on the street. Some were found with tied hands, eyes taped. We found people in villages shot in the head.
Russia has denied attacking civilians and says some reports have been staged for propaganda purposes. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry says it's struck a Ukrainian plant that makes anti-aircraft and anti-ship missiles outside the capital, Kyiv. The news comes just hours after it confirmed the Moskva battleship sank while being towed in stormy seas after a fire caused by an explosion of ammunition. Ukraine says one of its missiles had caused it to sink, though it hasn't been possible to independently verify what actually happened to the warship. Dozens gathered in the Crimean city of Sevastopol to mourn the sinking of the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet, a symbol, the crowd heard, of hope, revival and power, until its premature demise. Russian Navy Reserve Captain Sergei Gorbachev spoke to the crowd.
Even for those who have not been there, Moskva was a symbol for everyone, symbol of our power, our hope, the revival of the fleet in the 90s. It is a symbol of engineering and scientific achievements.
The CIA director, William Burns, acknowledges that his agency was watching President Vladimir Putin's willingness to use tactical or low-yield nuclear weapons as Russia continues the fighting in Ukraine. Mr. Burns says that the Russian government has an agenda to portray a victory in Ukraine, increasing the potential risk of using nuclear weapons.
Given the potential desperation of President Putin and the Russian leadership, given the setbacks that they've faced so far militarily, none of us can take lightly the threat posed by a potential resort to tactical nuclear weapons or low-yield nuclear weapons. While we've seen some rhetorical posturing on the part of the Kremlin about moving to higher nuclear alert levels, so far we haven't seen a lot of practical evidence of the kind of deployments or, military dispositions that would, reinforce that concern. But we watch for that very intently. It's, one of our most important responsibilities at CIA.
The United Nations says more than 5 million Ukrainians have been forced out of their homes during the conflict. President Volodymyr Zelensky says tens of thousands of civilians have been killed, a figure that has not been independently verified. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.